pleasure of catching up with the mayor for the town of Sutton, Mr. Robert Benoit, who chatted with us about the budget for 2023 that was presented at the January 18th council meeting and adopted on December 14th.
So, Mr. Benoit, the town of Sutton adopted its 2023 budget to a majority vote on December 14th. Can you please start off by informing our listeners as to what the total budget is for this year exactly?
This year, it's almost $16 million. And I think if you compare it to other cities that have the same population, like Knowlton, it's $18 million. And Saint-Donat in Quebec, exactly the same number of population and the same kind of environment, it's $20 million. So we're at the low end of the budget for our kind of municipality.
Okay. Now, what sort of tax increases can our homeowners in the town of Sutton be facing this year exactly? For example, in the town of Brome Lake, I know it's around a 4.5% increase, lower than the inflation rate. Here in Sutton, what can homeowners expect?
If you compare us to other cities in the area, some of them are in the 15 to 28, 30%. We are in the 11.5 and 15%. Why? Because we have a gap. We have a structural gap here. We have to do to get back to normal, because here the former administration for about 10 to last 20 years didn't want to increase taxes. They wanted, and we'll see, you can see in the budget, that it was always stable at $10 million. It's impossible to give the services that we have today at $10 million. We need at least $15 to $16 million, and this is what we are having today. If we want to give the services that people want to and absolutely are crying for, this is the only way to go. So we have a gap. We have lag here to recover. So this is why our spending at this time is way over the revenues that we have. We cannot make a deficit for the city. So what do we do? We take the money coming from the sales of new of homes. La taxe de mutation immobilière, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's revenues that when there's a new owner, he pays the city a certain percentage depending on the price of the house. We got revenues for about 1.6 to 2 million for the last 2 to 3 years. Why? Because there was a boom in the housing market. People were paying incredible money. So the revenues of the city was incredible, between 1.5 and 2 million. That was never seen before. Can we expect that to maintain today with the cost of living, with the interest rates and all? I don't think it's prudent for a city to count on those revenues to offset, you know, the difference between revenues and spending. So if we cannot do that, what can we do? We need to increase revenues or lower the cost, right? Mm-hmm. The spending cost. Lower the spending cost when we're at the minimal level, it would be terrible, because we would have to fire people, we would have to, you know, there would be less work on the streets, less services to the population. So the only way for us to go is to fill this gap in a manner of 3 years, in a 3 year. So in the first year, this year, we're saying we're going to take $750,000 in our surplus, which is not a good thing to do, really, because what, you know, if there's bad events or whatever, there's no surplus, the surplus is less. So because of a town like Sutton, we would need to have $4 million in the surplus. Right now, we have 2.5. If we take a million and a half, we lower. And if we don't get the revenues from the sales of houses, that means that the surplus is disappearing slowly. So it's a bad management to do that, right? So the only way to go for us is to say to people, well, if you want services, the only way to get them is to increase the cost. Because just an example, and we gave tons of example in the budget, you know, just the diesel cost of to run the trucks, it went up by 63%. So what do? We don't run the cars or the trucks anymore. We don't upgrade the roads. We don't repair them. It doesn't make any sense. So the only way to go is to increase it, taking into account also, I think that's what we did, taking into account that people that have houses below 400,000, which is the the average cost of a house right now, will pay about $250 to $350 more per year. So that means that it's about $25 more per month. Okay, if the value of your house is less than $200,000, it's less than even $250 a year. So we got to realize that although it's 11% or 14%, it means that related to the cost of their houses, it's between $250 and $350 a year.
So depending on, like you were saying, depending on how, like, the price of your house, that's how much your taxes will increase.
If you have a house of $1 million,
yeah,
and there's a lot of people who have houses more than $1 million here, you're going to pay $700 more.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Perfect. But there is currently a petition actually going around, yep, in Sutton that citizens are against this tax increase, yep, that you were explaining. There are also a couple of councillors that raised concerns as well, from my understanding,
yep,
thinking that this increase is far too much. Can you comment on this?
Absolutely. Listen, you go on at the food store and somebody says, oh, it's terrible, it's 11, 15% on your taxes. Are you against it? You want to sign a petition? What are you going to say? You're going to say, yeah, sure, it doesn't make any sense. Do they explain why the taxes are going up by 11 or 15%, just what I've explained to you? No. What this petition asks for is just not to raise taxes. It's the same kind of people. It's a former mayor, by the way, of this period, who didn't want to raise the taxes for him, and he came at the last meeting to say we have to go back to the old system where we don't increase the taxes. Doesn't make any sense. So this petition doesn't say, you know, what can we do to resolve this structural problem, okay? We're not going to make any decision by only petition that are saying that they're against, and doesn't say what can we do. Same thing for the two councillors who are saying they don't want to increase the taxes, they're against that. So I asked them, what do they propose? For about a month and a half right now, we haven't heard anything about what do we do. Because the only way to go, there's two ways to go, okay? You know, you go back to the old time where you have to cut $1 million or $2 million on a budget of about $3.5 million. So that means you cut about 6, 8, 10 people. You have less services. The travaux publics, the public works cannot do what they're doing right now. So services are cut off. What does it do with, can you hire people? Do we renegotiate the working agreement that was done by the former administration, who gave a 22% raise because the wages of certain employees was 25% less than other cities? What was happening? People from the workers from Sutton were leaving to go for a better job elsewhere. So the former administration gave them this agreement, but didn't increase the taxes, the revenues, in order to offset those costs. We are stuck with those liabilities, and I'm not the one who's going to renegotiate with the employees to say, we're going to cut back your increases. That doesn't make sense. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to respect the budget, and I'm going to give them the tools to give the services to the population. I think that's the real management decisions that we have to make. It's a tough one. You're not being liked to increase the taxes, but I think we have to say to people the reality. Because if not, we'll have to cut the cost. We'll have to not do any more things that we're doing for the benefit of people, and people are crying for that. I mean, every week we've got, you know, emails, we got telephone calls about, hey, did my street, you know, work has to be done, blah, blah, blah. I mean, everybody is crying to get services, and we're doing that, and people are satisfied. I mean, I get every week people saying, oh, you're doing a great job compared to what was done before. If you want to keep that, the bad news is that, but the real news is to say to people, we have to increase the revenues, because otherwise we cannot sustain, you know, the spending that we're doing.
Now, how do you plan on going about addressing these concerns exactly? Considering there are people who are concerned about this tax rate, do you plan on addressing the public again, or
sure,
how do you plan on going about that?
Absolutely. You know, we're going to have an information every time I can talk about it, you know, at council meeting, at special meetings that I'm doing, town hall meetings, whatever. We'll do everything to inform citizens of the issues in front of them. You know, as I said, it's really easy. Do we want Sutton to be at a level that is 5 million less than the other cities, meaning that the services that other cities are giving and that people who come to Sutton want those services right now, you know, and I know they want them, but the question is, do they pay for them? Because nothing is free here. Nothing, I mean, money doesn't grow in the forest here.
Mm-hmm. No, you're talking about how you want to maintain those services that people, you know, enjoy and that are benefiting the community.
And I want to keep the people working here in the city hall.
Yes, okay?
Because this is the first time, this is the first time in 20 years that we have an exceptional team, that we have people, you know, who performs incredible. They work, the productivity of these people work like, it's incredible. So do we want to demoralize those people so that they get away? And we don't have the money, and who would want after that to come and work here as a general manager, you know, giving this context? Who will want to take that job? Tell me.
Taking that into consideration and you wanting to maintain those services and to keep these people here and to continue providing those services.
To be real, we would need an $18 million budget. Okay, that's $3 million more than what we have right now. This is the level of Knowlton that we have the same kind of number of roads to maintain, you know, same population kind of. We would need that, but we can live with the $15.5-16 million at this time. But that means that we're not increasing. But at the same time, we have new needs, new realities that we need to take care of. Unhoused people, this is something new in Sutton, okay? So we have to take care of that. We have vandalism, okay? I mean, okay, it's the police and everything, but it's not only the police, because, you know, the police cannot manage the causes behind vandalism, which is, you know, working on the streets with young people, you know. We're thinking about having somebody, not full-time maybe, but people trying to work with kids, you know, who does those.
Again, like a youth outreach worker.
Right, exactly. So that would be needs that we need to do. So imagine if we get back to a $10 million budget, there's no way. There's no way we can maintain the services on the roads, maintain the social services, maintain the cultural. I mean, we give a lot of money for groups here. How can we maintain that? Because if people want to get back, and that is kind of back to the future. We don't need that. And I think it's a very bad solution, and it's not in terms of responsibility. And this is why the two councillors that are voting against and not saying what we need to do. This is a lack of responsibility of an elected member and just doing it for small politics.
Now, what sort of projects are included in this year's budget? Is there anything specific that you would like to highlight?
Mostly we're maintaining, because if we compare the increase of the budget this year to from last year, it's a 3% increase in the spending, 3% only. And what it means is that last year, because we promised to increase services, we had increased the budget, okay? But if you look at last year, and so people are satisfied. This year, we're increasing only by 3%. So what we're doing, we're maintaining, okay? We have productivity gains. People are more efficient. We didn't have secretary in the urbanism. We didn't have, you know, basic services. So we hired people. Now, the former mayor says, get those people out. We don't need that. It doesn't make any sense. We don't want to get back to what it was before. People were crying, were complaining. We don't want that. So we're maintaining. We're not increasing. What we're doing, that's on the operation level. On the, you know, on the new construction, because this is two different budget, we will do a lot of projects. Projects again. I'll give you an example. We're going to redo Western North, the part between the 215 and the main road. We're going to redo it with a new way of thinking, by the way. The fact that this project was not done before, the cost was estimated at about less than the $2 million. Now it's going to be probably $5 million. So bad management was to wait and not make any decision on that, right? It increased the cost from $2 to $5 million. That's the cost of not making decision. That's the cost of making bad decisions. Just saying, you know, oh, it's urgent to wait. I mean, the problem will be solved by itself. No, the problems will not be solved by itself. I mean, the infrastructure is cracking all over the place. Water, I mean, everything, we have to redo it. So it's bad management not to spend money at the timely fashion.
I wasn't sure if there was anything you wanted to mention that you think would be important to know that I didn't touch upon throughout the interview.
I think I gave my fundamental message, because I want to be sure that people understand why we're doing it. We're not doing it for fun. It's not easy. But, you know, to be a decision maker, you have to be able to make difficult decisions. And I think this one is not a difficult one for me. It's an obvious one. Okay? It's going to be difficult to convince people that it's the only solution, it's the best solution. But I keep the faith that people, looking at the numbers, looking at what we will provide them as information, they will have to realize that to maintain the services, this is the only way to go. Because it would be very imprudent to think that in the future we'll still have the same kind of value of the sales happening during the next recession, the next 2 to 3 years. It would be very imprudent to do that.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for that. I appreciate it. CIDI reached out to the two municipal councillors that were originally against the budget, Linda Graham and Carole Labelle. In an email to CIDI, Graham said that she made her views very clear at the meetings on December 14th and at the council meeting on January 18th, and that she respects the decisions taken by the majority of the council, and she has no wish to continue the debate further, and declined to comment. In an email to CIDI, Labelle also responded, thanking us for the invitation, but declined to comment for the moment. She said that the arguments that were at the base of her decision to vote against the 2023 budget were well stated in the last two municipal council meetings. CIDI also tried to track down Victor Marchand, the Sutton resident who started the petition against the 2023 budget. However, we were not able to find a contact for him. He did, however, express his views at the council meeting, and we will play a short clip here.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bonsoir. Mon nom est Victor Marchand. Monsieur le maire, j'aimerais déposer officiellement une pétition qui a été signée et le chiffre augmente d'heure en heure. On est rendu à quelques 720 signataires. Une pétition que je vous ai expédiée cet après-midi et j'espère que vous avez pu en prendre connaissance.
The number of signatures keep going up, he said. We are at around 720 signers. It's a petition that I present to you and that I hope you will get to know. Marchand proceeded to present the petition to town council.
Mais j'aimerais à ce moment-ci la lire. Ce ne sera pas très long, elle est courte. Et j'aurai ma question à vous poser par la suite. La municipalité de Sutton a annoncé par le biais de son budget 2023 que l'estimation de la hausse des taxes foncières sur les résidences augmentera de 11,9% à 14,7% l'année prochaine, cette année maintenant. Cette hausse des taxes est beaucoup trop élevée, à mon avis, et constitue un abus de votre pouvoir de taxation. Et il y a 700 personnes qui sont d'accord avec ça.
He read, the municipality of Sutton has announced through its 2023 budget that the estimated increase in property taxes on residents will rise from 11.9% to 14.7% next year, now this year. This tax increase is far too high, in my opinion, and is an abuse of power. There are 700 people that agree with that.
Alors, je vous demanderai de bien vouloir réviser votre budget, d'une part. J'ai produit une proposition qui vous permet de suspendre l'application ou l'adoption du règlement 321 qui vous permet de réviser le budget.
So, I would like to ask you to review your budget on the one hand. I would produce a proposal that will allow you to suspend the application or adoption of regulation 321, which would allow you to review the budget.
Alors, ma question, elle est simple. Compte tenu de toutes ces signatures qui vous sont adressées, vous demandant de réviser votre position sur l'augmentation des taxes, Êtes-vous prêt à considérer la proposition de reporter l'implantation du budget, l'item 6,5, sur votre ordre du jour?
My question is simple. With all of these signatures that are addressed to you, asking you to reconsider your position on the tax increase, are you willing to consider the proposal to postpone the implementation of the budget? Item 6.5 on the agenda.
La réponse, c'est non. La réponse, c'est non parce que, en fait, le problème de fond, c'est que il n'y aura pas une solution qui va nous arriver par miracle demain matin. La seule façon de ne pas d'avoir diminué
merci,
encore.
Vous avez
je peux terminer.
À la
non, non, mais je peux.
Okay. Vous avez répondu merci. À la question.
Je vais continuer.
La pétition,
parfait.
Mr. Benoit proceeded to respond by saying, "My answer is no. The underlying problem is that there will be no solution which will come to us by tomorrow morning." Benoit tried to continue speaking before Mr. Marchand cut him off to inform him that his question was answered.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.